Tefresh Mem Dalid, Vitimu Kol Hashmanim Shebehechel. Right, the Shmanim in the Hechel, the Maral says that the Yavanim, Yavan is Gematria 66, and Hechel is 65, to mean that they were able to be Goyver in the Makom HaHechel. But more than that, Shemaitim Epi Mariskeini Ki Remez, Shemin is Chachma, Hechel is the an innermost place. So that place refers to the person's moyach, machshava sheba moyach. It goes into the machshava moyach, meaning that the Yavanim were able to penetrate into the etzem machshava voyidis. They weren't able to go into the pnimius. Azoy, there's gzeiris. All the time you see there was gzeiris in Klal Yisrael. So it was gzeiris. But over here, the pshat was that, like you find, there was a phenomena called Misyavnim. You don't find in any other Golas. You don't find Mis Bavliim and Mis Parsiim, Mis Madiim. The pshat is the Jews themselves became like the Yavanim, meaning that they were able to get into their mindset and make him be. You see, Taka, that the culture that we live in worships the body, worships the intellect, different levels of, you know, it depends where you come from. But there is such a reality that comes from the Greek culture. I was once going to Eretz Yisrael, and there was a newspaper. There was Hanukkah time, so I happened to see the newspaper. I was reading, and it was the, what do you call, Maccabean games? I think they're called Maccabean games. So the fellows describe what's the Maccabean games. So to describe the Maccabean games, he has to talk about what the Maccabees are, who the Maccabees stood up against, like against the Hellenists, this and that. And then he writes at the end, sadly, to Goy writes, and he says, after seeing the Maccabean games, you wonder who really won the war. You know, you wonder who really won the war. It's a very good point. So he says, Venera, Zoktis Fasemis, Kibemsa Kol Echad, goes together. In other words, even though over there it's talking about in the base of Mekdash, the Chadushim is talking about a person, we know there's such a thing, the Rishayim already say, that the Oshan Ayin Shin Nun is Oilam Shonan Nefesh, Tulim Beze Beze. It is always something that's Negev Oilam is Negev the Shonan Nefesh, and something Negev Nefesh is Negev the others. Meaning, Kemoshiyesh Ba Oilam Makoimus the front. Just like we have something that's set up as Makoimus or Kadesh, right? The Mishnah Kalim says, Asara Kadushis. There's this Kadusha, this Kadusha, that Kadusha, the Makoimus Nefradim. And Beis HaMikdash is the Pnimius, and then you have the Beis HaMikdash, and you have the Kodesh Kedoshim. And Meral Taka says that they will get able to get into the Heichel, but not into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Matzu Pach Echad, Batku Matzu Pach Echad, Shoshemin, Chochsama Shol Kohen Godel. The Kohen Godel is already the Fnai Lefnim. That they can't get into that Nekuda Pnimius. But Heichel is Yaisa Pnimi. So the Pshat is they were able to get in there, into the Heichel. Right? Part two, part says Choymais Migdolai. The Lashon is Migdolai, says somewhere. Later, it's in a different year. It doesn't say parsu choymaisai, choymas migdalai, loshen rabbi, meaning the migdalas of everyone. Azoi, everybody had, like the Gemara says. He says, the Gemara says that, lasuchal lechol b'sherechai, right? So, yocholata, eliyata rishoi, but the pshat, so what does it mean, lasuchal lechol? Pshat is that it became, when the Torah says not to do something, pshat it becomes a wall that you can't do it. The Torah says, like they say by the Kotzke Rebbe, that one time some becher was missing, some piece of silver was missing. I don't know how many pieces of silver he exactly had, but he was a piece of. So somebody said, so geganvid. So Kotzke Rebbe said, ganvin? He says, we can do zayn, steht lo signoivu, you're not allowed to steal. How could that be? So I think this was some said he was a kid then, that he made such a reishim on him that anytime he would see anybody else's money, he couldn't even bring himself to have a havamina, to use something that belonged to someone else. He says, it was like a barrier. He says, so the same thing over here. And yesh yamim yuchadim, nefesh, guf, right? And you have in the nefesh also, you have the guf, the nefesh, and the shamba. So kamosha partsu pratsos, b'mikdash, that's like partsu chaymas migdala, means poshpshan mikdash, v'timu ashmanim, kain govra sitra achas, and ekoyach hara, b'navshus b'nei Yisrael. In that time, lechein achakach. In what you see, Taka the Marshal points out, it's the only gullus that we didn't go into gullus. It's called a gullus. Be'eretz lo ilohem, right? Be'eretz lo ilohem. The Gemara Dashin is going on Malch and gullus Yavam. What kind of gullus? Never. We had a base of mikdash. We had the pshat is no that you could be in your very home and feeling gullus. If you have tzaras at home, you don't have shalom bias. You don't feel like living at home. A person doesn't feel that that's his home. Right. So he says, "Achein achakach b'shenitaru libayz bnei Yisrael." After they matar themselves, that they themselves, Chiddush Rim says one place, he says, "We all make a mistake. We think that the nes was that they found a pach shel shemen. It's not true. That was not. It doesn't say that they found a pach shel shemen. It says batku v'lo matzu el pach echad. They searched for it because they looked for it. They searched for it. Memela, they were able to find one. It's not the pshat. You know, they didn't have anything in a little." A little pach shemen happened to be rolling by, and they were able to use it. So they looked for it. They went ahead and they were biting for it. So he says, just Bekitz will say over here that over here in Chanukah was neschadish something in libas klal yisol, meaning more azaz de kedusha, because that's the meat of the yavanim. The yavanim is it's likened to namer. A namer is called an oz, avi oz ken namer. And Rishonim, Rav quotes from Ovis, he says, a namer is a mamzer. We call it a leopard, but he says it's a mixture of a wild boar with another type of leopard. It comes out a type of, you know, wild cat that brings ice. It's usually animals in this area don't do such things, right? But by namer, he breaks all boundaries. That's the azus. The azus that's able to break in. So what we took from that is Azaz de Kedusha. It's called in all this form Azaz de Kedusha. Azaz to use for Tzara Toib, for Tzara Kedusha. He says the same thing Zman. We make a new Zman, a new Yom Tov that's called Chanukah. Not only that, but it's a different type of all the other Yom Tovim are the beginning of the month, the middle of the month. This is the end of the month, where there's the darkness. It's the most darkest and the most darkest time of the year, and you're able to bring R into the most darkest place of the year. That's what they got. That's what the Yeshua was. Tirus mekadeshecha, they were misakin the oilam, and they were misakin themselves. V'achagai kavu shmoni yemei Chanukah. That was in Zman. And he has a shtickum over riches, but that's what.